Welcome everyone to the next episode of The Hum. My name is Sally.
And I'm Jolene.
I do Google Ads and SEO here at Luca.
And I do social, so anything social media, Facebook ads as well.
And today we're going to be talking about the one question you should not be asking your agency. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
It's, what is your favorite color socks? It's not. That's not
no,
it. I'm
that's
so
not
sorry. No, basically, there's one question you should not be asking your agency, and that is, how is it going? So when you sign on an agency, you should be having that conversation, or when you sign on with an agency, rather, you should be having that conversation along with your goals and KPIs and things like that, but also how often you're going to be communicating. What does that communication look like? For us, we do monthly reporting, but especially in that first month, we set up a follow-up call with a screen share to really walk the client through what they're looking at. Because it's really easy to just send out a report with graphs and numbers. And
what does that really mean?
Right.
You don't know.
Especially for your business, right? If you're in construction, I don't know if an SEO graph would make much sense to you if you didn't have somebody walking you through that. So that's very important for us to do. And then also the flexibility. You want to make sure that your agency has flexibility for your business, because
absolutely,
your business is like thumbprints, right? I mean, every single business is different. Every industry is different. And your agency should be catering to that difference. You know, some people need different types of reporting or different types of communication. But it really is all a balance as well. You know, I wouldn't recommend starting with your agency day one and then day two being like, hey, how's it going? Like, what? Are we through the roof in sales yet? 24-hour period. It really is a balance of that communication, those goals that you set forth in the very beginning, so you know when I'm going to be hearing from my agency, and then what to look out for, and then any follow-up communication after that. Now, of course, you know, if we send out our monthly reports, but by no means does that mean we're not going to be talking to you. We pride ourselves in being there for our clients, so when they call, it's not a robocall. They actually get us on the phone. And some clients, you know, will email and ask for, hey, can you schedule out some time in your week to kind of go over this, or 30-minute, 1 hour, whatever it is. And we try our very best to make that work. So, yeah, the one question you should not be asking your agency is, how's it going? Because they should be communicating with you. That's the punchline.
Right. But there are also three questions you should always ask an agency, particularly before you sign them, before you're working with them, from the get-go. The most important thing, and I know Sally will agree with this, is you want to know how they're going to benchmark success for your business. As Sally said, business is like a thumbprint. They are all different. You're going to have different goals and objectives than other people, different even from your competitors.
Right.
From anybody we've probably worked with before, the agency that you are looking to work with has worked with before. So you want to know how that they're going to align their services to help you meet those goals, and exactly what that is going to look like throughout the course of your relationship with them.
Yeah, I agree. It's important to be transparent about what your KPI or what your goal really looks like, because again, that can be different for everyone. Is it getting more website to your traffic? Do you have a brand awareness campaign that you want to get going, a new product, a new service? Is it, I want the phone to ring more? Is it online sales? So a conversion can look very different to everyone and every kind of business. So it's very important to set those goals, set forth from before you
right,
start,
from the beginning.
Before day one, for sure.
Right. The second thing is, you want to know who exactly will be working on your account and why. You want to know what they're going to be doing. So yeah. Sally and I have different roles here. A lot of times we work together with clients. Sometimes we don't, but we try to make that clear with our clients on the front end, so that they know each of us individually what we are doing and why. And the why is always going to go back to your goals and meeting those, which that should be established right from the beginning, as we said. So
right.
That's very important.
Yeah, you wouldn't be calling and, can I speak to Sally about my social ads? What? That's Jolene, that's her expertise. You know, I think that's another important thing to keep in mind. Do you have one person doing it all for you? Because that is a red flag, if I've ever seen one. So each category that we work in, it's an expertise. It's a field. It's kind of like, look at it as a different business. So each category that you invest in should have a prime person, if not department, that is their expertise, because it's a full-time job. If I tried to master myself in absolutely everything that we do here, I wouldn't be the best at anything that we do here, because I wouldn't have the time to keep up on all the research and new things going on. You know, with Google, there's new parts of the algorithm every single day. I know it's the same with social as well. So
right, things are constantly changing. So Sally's niche is SEO, Google, mine is Facebook. There might be a little bit of overlap in projects we work on together, but for the most part, we're two completely different departments. So make sure that you work with the agency and that you know who is going to be working on your account, what their role is, and how their work is going to impact your bottom line and your goals, whatever you determine that those are on the front end. Okay, so the third thing, and Sally's talked a little bit about this too, is you want to know how the agency will be communicating with you and what method of communication that will look like. Whether that's going to be emails, reports, video calls, meetings. So here we do quite a lot of monthly reports. We also communicate one-on-one for educational purposes, to just let you know what's going on in your account, when we make changes, that type of thing. But every agency is different, so make sure you know from the get-go if you're gonna get those monthly reports, quarterly recaps, video calls to evaluate campaign or product launches, whatever it may be. You just want to make sure that from the beginning you have a well-defined communication process that establishes the relationship from the get-go, and that agency continues to deliver on or revisit if something else ends up working better for your business. Like Sally talked about flexibility, the agency should be willing to jump in and change the communication if you find that something would work better for your business needs.
Right. Flexibility is where it's at. I mean, if you prefer phone calls or video conferences, or if your business is local to us, and I mean, we more than welcome you coming on in. So that has to benefit you. Your agency should be working, you know, for you, with you, to help you grow. You should feel incredibly comfortable with your agency and feel comfortable enough, especially to communicate with them the way that's best for you and your business.
Right. It should always be based on your needs and not the needs of the agency. That's really important to remember.
Yes. That's all we got for today, I believe.
Yes. Thanks for joining us. And make sure you look below for our articles.
Yes. You can click through to the articles. We'll have a couple to cover the points that we talked about today. Feel free to leave a comment below, give us a like, thumbs up, subscribe, all that good stuff. And stay tuned for our next episode of The Hum, whose topic will be, well, you'll have to wait and find out.